Scotland adds a balance to the UK that is much more justified than its population commands. Scotland's 4.8 million people. It seems a lot bigger. It punches well above its weight at UK level, and we in Wales work with Scotland in order to make sure that we can get things done within the UK.
Are you concerned that if there is a yes vote here, it may spark something in Wales that people might then think we should go down that road?
No, I don't think it would. One of the things I have said is my worry that if Scotland were to leave, I can see in a few years' time a campaign in England to leave. If Scotland can leave, England can leave the UK. You know, why are we with Wales and Northern Ireland? And the whole thing becomes unmanageable, and that's not what we want. That's not what we want. I think there are real issues in terms of what happens to what is left of the UK in the future. I'd rather Scotland stay in, have the autonomous powers that were announced yesterday, as we enjoy in Wales. You know, we've got no privatisation in the NHS. We've got those powers to stop that now. Scotland has those powers now. You don't need independence to do that.
Are you nervous about the vote? And do you think the rest of the UK has really considered what it could mean if Scotland becomes independent?
It has now. I think the reality is, in Wales, most people didn't take much notice of what was happening here. They do now because of the opinion poll. And a lot of people talked to me this morning at the airport about what it meant for Wales. So, yes, it is something that concerns people now. And they are starting to think about what might happen. And from my point of view, I'd say to my fellow Celts, stick with us.